Shall we pray? Father, we ask now that the meditation of each one of our hearts may be truly acceptable to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we've got two psalms this evening that seem to be part of a group of psalms that speak of David. Speak of David's struggles with life, crying out to God. David believes that God is angry with him, and he cries out to God in Psalm 6. And in Psalm 3, he calls out to God when life seems such a mess. Now, taking a leap out of David Alston's book, and done them the other way around, and start with 6, and then go on to 3. I want to look at 6 first, because it seems to fit in with what we've just done, the confession. I'm going to home in just one verse in each of the Psalms and use words I've found that help us to remember God's promises to us through Jesus. Often we find that writing down how we feel can be a real healing process, bringing us closer to God and understanding his forgiveness. David certainly expressed his feelings in the Psalms. And I came across these words from someone reflecting on Psalm 6, verse 2. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. I think these words that I found seem to be really helpful and positive. And rather than doing a long sermon, I felt it would be helpful to us to reflect on these words, to reflect on how we are forgiven by God. I'm going to read a sentence at a time and pause, giving us opportunity to reflect on these words ourselves. It starts off by saying, God has mercy on us all the time. God has mercy on us all the time. God has mercy on us when we don't follow his word. And it brings us to confession. God has mercy on us when we don't do what he tells us to do. It brings us to confession. He even has mercy on us when we get off track at times. God has mercy on us all the time. God has mercy on us when we don't follow his word. God has mercy on us when we don't do what he tells us to do. He even has mercy on us when we get off track at times. God knows that we aren't always doing right. God knows that we will make mistakes. God knows that we will try to go along with our friends at times, even when it isn't right. God knew we wouldn't always do right before we even came into the world. God knows that we aren't always doing right. God knows that we will make mistakes. He knows that we will try to go along with our friends at times, even when it isn't right. God knew we wouldn't always do right before we even came into the world. God is willing to always forgive us when we ask Him. God will forgive us every time that we ask Him. When God forgives us, it doesn't matter what other people say. God forgives us because He loves us, not because He has to. God is willing to always forgive us when we ask Him. God will forgive us every time that we ask Him. When God forgives us, it doesn't matter what other people say. God forgives us because He loves us, not because He has to. I'm going to give us a few moments now to take in some of those words. Maybe you've wrestled with things in your life. Maybe at times you've felt that God could never forgive this. But the words in that short reflection say, God will forgive every time we ask Him. David struggled with that and wrestled with it. And yet so often in the Psalms, we hear where he acknowledges that God is a forgiving God. We know as Christians through Jesus, God will forgive every time we ask Him. How often have we heard the words, "What have I done to deserve this?" when a disaster befalls someone. The person equates their problem with God and some kind of punishment from Him. Yes, as Christians we know that when we turn to Christ in confession, He will hear our prayers and forgive us our sin just as we acknowledge that we, as we looked at the verse in Psalm 6. But in the Psalms we have the raw feeling of David as he wrestles with his thoughts and feelings. His son Absalom had turned against him, and he doesn't know which way to turn. I'm going to do the same again, as home in on a particular verse, and then go through a reflection that will help us to just home in on it. So, Psalm 3, verse 4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. The same person wrote this reflection, and so it echoes some of the thoughts of the other words. I'll read each sentence and pause, and then when I've finished all the sentences, read it all again, and then give us space to reflect on them. The Lord hears us at all times. The Lord hears every sound and word that we make. He hears every word that we say about people behind the backs. He hears every prayer that we say to him, no matter what time of day. God knows when we're having a bad day. God knows what kind of day we will have before we even wake up. God knows how we will react when we have a bad day or a good day. And he even knows how we will treat people when we have a bad day. God is there to pick us up when we fall. God knows that we will make mistakes in our life at times. God knows that we will get discouraged every once in a while. And God knows just how to give us the strength to carry on when we don't think we can. The Lord hears us at all times. The Lord hears every sound and word that we make. He hears every word that we say about people behind their back. He hears every prayer that we say to him, no matter what time of day. God knows when we're having a bad day. God knows what kind of day we will have before we even wake up. God knows how we will react when we have a bad day or a good day. He even knows how we will treat people when we have a bad day. God is there to pick us up when we fall. God knows that we will make mistakes in our life at times. And God knows that we will get discouraged every once in a while. And God knows just how to give us the strength to carry on when we don't think we can. I suppose I could have given you a history of the Psalms and what the story behind each Psalm was, or gone through them verse by verse, which is often the way I do these things. But I wanted to try and help us to meditate on the Psalms, hear God speaking to us through just two verses today. I would encourage you to go home and get your Bible out and look at these two psalms and find other verses to reflect on. Hear God speaking to each one of us in our circumstances today. Listen to him. I believe that he wants to know that you can say anything to him. David obviously felt that you could say anything to God. And he used to write them down. Maybe it's a good thing to do, is to write things down. To put your thoughts down on paper. I've often found this has helped me. So when you've got that little bit of spare time, get a psalm out. Get one of these two psalms out. Look at the verses. And just reflect on them. What's it saying into your life today? We're going to turn to a time of prayer now. I suggest that we start by just reflecting on maybe what we want to say to God today.